Well, friends, good to have you joining with us again today. These are strange days that we're living in. These are difficult times, unprecedented times in many, many ways. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of people are confused. A lot of people are skeptical. A lot of people are anxious about all the things that are going on around us with COVID and with this pandemic. It's lasted a lot longer than we thought. And I think if we're Christians, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, it's very important that we keep our eyes on the cross and our eyes on the Saviour. Very easy to get distracted in these days that we're living in. Also, as believers, we have responsibilities, yes, to love our neighbours as ourselves. We have a testimony that we want to keep, and we want to do our best to keep everybody safe as much as we can. But just a week or so ago, the whole issue of vaccine passports has caused a lot of consternation and a lot of anxiety amongst many people. And I think whenever it comes to the vaccine, everybody should be persuaded in their own mind as to whether they get it or not. It's none of my business as to whether you have been vaccinated or not. I think everybody needs to be persuaded in their own mind in that regard. But whenever it comes to vaccine passports, I think this is a different area entirely. And I, for one, am very concerned about the implications of people wanting to impose mandatory vaccinations. You know, the abortionists lobby that it's my body and it's my choice. And that seems to be a very legitimate argument for the abortionists. My body, my choice. But it doesn't seem to be a legitimate argument whenever it comes to vaccinations with regards to some people. As I have said, whether a person gets vaccinated or not, it's entirely up to them. And I respect people's opinions in that regard. And I think we all should. But the reality is that whenever we think about a vaccine passport and the implications of that, and I'm thinking here as a Christian, I'm thinking as a pastor, I'm thinking as a minister of the Church of Jesus Christ, and there is talk now about introducing vaccine passports into public worship. That's come up in talk radio and so on and so forth. I have a major, major problem with that, simply because it's unbiblical. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, and the Lord Jesus Christ uttered the words as well, "My house shall be an house of prayer for all people." Everybody should be welcomed in God's house to come to worship the Lord publicly, whether they've been vaccinated or not. Furthermore, it's unchristlike. Jesus Christ, our Lord, said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." John chapter 6 and verse 37. There's a wonderful invitation to you who perhaps are not yet a Christian. You can come to the Saviour with your sin and trust Him as your Lord, and He will never turn you away or cast you out or reject you or refuse to receive you. And the Church of Jesus Christ should employ that same Christ-like spirit. And anybody that comes to our church is always welcome. And then as well, there's coming a day whenever the child of God will give an account. And in Matthew's Gospel chapter 25, the Lord speaks very solemnly about that day. And He will speak to some who sadly the Lord came to as a stranger, and they took Him not in. So I think vaccine passports, especially, I'm thinking with regards to the house of God, unchristlike, unbiblical, and unethical. But you know, let's just talk for a moment or two in the time that remains about one passport that is necessary. And that's your passport to heaven and your passport to home. Certainly, we need a passport to get into heaven. You say, well, what type of passport are you talking about? I'm talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour, His blood and His righteousness. Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." John 14, 6, the Saviour said, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And the scripture's very, very clear that there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And can I ask you a simple question just now? If you were to stand before the Lord and he was to ask you this question, hypothetically speaking, why should I let you into heaven? I wonder what your answer would be. I spoke to somebody recently along those lines and I asked them that same question. And they thought for a moment and then they looked me in the eye and they said, I would have to say that I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's a good answer. The only way we can get to heaven is through the person and work of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. His blood that was shed for us upon the cross to cleanse us from our sins, and his righteousness put on our account. Let me just finish with one little verse of scripture, Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10. The prophet of God says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh herself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. I wonder today, do you have that garment of salvation? Do you have that robe of righteousness? Are you ready for heaven? Have you got your passport? Will you be there in glory? May God bless you and thank you for joining us today.